At 91.9 FM KPTZ, Port Townsend, I'm Diane Urbani de La Paz with local news and commentary for Friday, July 28th. This is a big weekend, what with Centrum's Jazz Port Townsend, one of the largest jazz events in the Pacific Northwest, bringing four concerts to Fort Worden. Tonight's McCurdy Pavilion show with vocalist Renee Marie, trombonist Wycliffe Gordon, bassman Marlon Martinez, and a flock of other brilliant players gets it all going. Saturday afternoon brings the big band concert and tribute to Chuck Dierdorf. Saturday night means jazz in club-like venues at the fort. And Sunday brings the 1:30 matinee with the Matthew Whitaker Group. There's lots of information at centrum.org. In Port Angeles, it's yet another huge deal with the grand opening of Field Arts and Events Hall, a performing arts and conference center on the waterfront. The 500-seat auditorium has a fabulous set of performances lined up. Tacoma-born jazz artist Diane Schur sings tonight and Saturday afternoon. Ranky Tanky, a jazzy, bluesy group from Charleston, South Carolina, will do its electrified interpretation of the Gullah musical tradition on Saturday night. Sunday will bring a performance by the unit Sozo Taiko Drummers. Now, I want to tell you a couple of things about Ranky Tanky. This group of five musicians not only shares inspirational rhythms and words, the band also teaches about the Gullah influence on so many songs we sing, including Michael Row Your Boat Ashore and Kumbaya. The Gullah culture comes to us from the Sea Islands off the coast of South Carolina and Georgia, where enslaved African people and their descendants created this musical tradition. Field Arts and Events Hall was first envisioned in 2016 after Port Angeles resident Donna Morris bequeathed $9 million for a waterfront arts center. That same year, the property at Oak and Front Streets was purchased with a $1.4 million gift from Dorothy Field, also of Port Angeles. After an endowment was established and a capital campaign begun, construction got underway in 2019. The project was making good progress, but everything came to a halt after the onset of the pandemic. Following a break of about 2 years, the building of Field Hall resumed last summer. More about it all can be found at fieldhallevents.org. And here is the extraordinary outdoor spectacle that will take place on and off of Field Hall's exterior wall. Bandaloop, the dance company that mixes modern dance with mountaineering, will perform. Using rock climbing gear, the seven Bandaloop dancers will spring off of the glass wall and fly. They do three shows on Saturday, each just 15 minutes long. These performances will be at noon, at 6 p.m., and finally at 7:30 p.m. Saturday. The public will be able to watch them fly high above Front Street in Port Angeles. This Monday is KPTZ General Manager Kate Ingram's last day. She has worked here and inspired her colleagues with her kindness and professionalism for 7 years. Kate wrote in her letter to volunteers that, quote, "Life is calling me to serve in a new arena, so I'm exploring opportunities in our local area," end quote. Taylor Clark is the interim general manager at KPTZ, while the board of directors seeks a permanent one. KPTZ at Mountain View Commons on Blaine Street will hold an open house, so listeners can stop by to say thank you to Kate on Monday. This will also be a day of special programming and fundraising to finish gathering the last bit of money to meet the Spring Drive's $50,000 goal. The outgoing general manager also wrote in her letter that, quote, "Pretty much anyone who knows me, even if just a bit, is aware of how passionately I have loved leading this organization," end quote. Back at you, Kate. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5 Monday through Friday and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us through news@kptz.org. This is Diane Urbani de La Paz. Thanks for listening.